Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. In our last episode, we talked quite a bit about Heraclius and his era of history. So I thought this was the ideal moment to tell you about two books that have just been published. Both are historical fiction set in that period. One is a romance set against the backdrop of the Sassanid invasions. The other brings you the story of Heraclius himself. I asked both authors to record a short message to you, giving their pitch for why you should read their novel. But before we get to those, I thought you might also want to know about a talented artist who's creating beautiful historical maps. In particular, he's just finished a fabulous-looking map of the Crusader States. It's amazingly detailed, and it's a beautiful piece of art. Adomas, the artist, is offering 15% off any map for listeners of this podcast. So just use the code Byzantium at his online store, MAPKLIMANTAS.etsy.com, and I'll put that link on the website. So you can just click through from there, and it should be in the episode description as well. So our first book is called The Emperor by Matthew Storm. The Heraclius story is so epic that it took two books to cover. Book one is called The Exarch's Son, and book two is Heraclius Battles Persia for the Life of Rome.
It is the year 610 CE. 150 years after the fall of the Western Roman Empire, the Eastern Empire is collapsing. Eviscerated by the Black Plague, hobbled by civil war, and under all-out assault by the Persian Empire, Rome's borders crumble. This is the world that young Heraclius inherited after he seized Constantinople from the usurper Phocas and was crowned Emperor of Rome. Though Heraclius knew the situation was dire, no one truly knew that he had inherited a Rome on the verge of extinction. Rome had been at war with Persia for 40 years, but the war had now entered its endgame. There were no more Roman armies in the field. The empire had lost all her great cities to Persia, but for Carthage and Constantinople, and Persian watchfires could be seen from the capital's walls at night. Left with no other choice, this young emperor began to design an audacious plan to rescue the empire, drawing upon a small circle of trusted friends for help. His father's ancient counselor Bonus, Marcus, the grizzled commander of the guard from Carthage, the patriarch Sergius, his brother Theodorus, and his niece Martina, for whom he could not deny feelings that scandalized the palace. No Roman emperor had led troops into the field for 250 years. For centuries, emperors allowed Rome's generals to do the fighting, but there were no more generals left, and there were no more endless legions. Only shattered fragments of Roman field armies, filled with broken men, remained. So it was that on April 4th, 622, Heraclius sailed alone from Constantinople to meet his ragtag force of some 20,000 men that waited for him in the field. This was the last army of Rome. There was nothing else. There was no one more. It would be a fight to the death, and if Heraclius lost a single battle, it would spell the end of Rome. The stakes could not have been higher. So begins The Emperor, a work of historical fiction based on the life of the Roman Emperor Heraclius, written by me, Matthew Jordan Storm. If you loved hearing about Heraclius and Robin's incredible podcast and wish to know more, then I trust you will enjoy The Emperor. You can find the book in softcover, hardcover, Kindle, and audiobook format on Amazon.com. Thank you, Robin, for allowing me to spread the word about The Emperor. You and the History of Byzantium podcast are an inspiration.
Our second book is called The Gardens of Byzantium, a romance about a Persian woman and a Roman soldier who are brought together by Heraclius's war.
The year is 622 AD, and the Persian and Byzantine empires have been fighting a war in the desert since before she was born. Asana's life has been one of turmoil and change. Every year found her uprooted and brought to another foreign land to live an austere life in a garrison with her father, an officer in the Persian army. But the middle of a war is no place for such a gentle soul. Before long, she is swept away from her family and forced to flee on the back of her beloved horse. Fate leads her into the hands of a handsome and mysterious Roman soldier who sequesters her in a beautiful palace in the heart of Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Empire. She begins to fall for him, and at last it seems as though she may have found an oasis of happiness in her war-torn world. That is, until news of a Persian army marching towards the city upends her life again, setting in motion an unstoppable chain of events that brings the story to its breathtaking and tragic conclusion. This is the story of The Gardens of Byzantium by J.F. Hughes, a tale of war, fate, mystery, love, mercy, and vengeance. Set during the reign of Emperor Heraclius, our star-crossed lovers weave their story through the deserts of the Near East, culminating in the siege of Constantinople in 626 AD. Play the accompanying musical soundtrack as you read, and immerse yourself in the worlds of the Persians and Romans. See why the book has been called an evocative and rich portrait of a tumultuous time. The Gardens of Byzantium will make an excellent and thoughtful gift for the readers in your life. This book is an especially perfect gift for lovers of history, as well as fans of a good romance or adventure novel. Available on October 24th through Amazon.com and jfhbooks.com. Special thanks to Robin Pearson and the History of Byzantium podcast for carrying the torch of history for the Eastern Empire. Episodes 43 through 46 of this podcast were an invaluable resource during the research for The Gardens of Byzantium. The Gardens of Byzantium by J.F. H. Hughes, available on October 24th, 2023, on Amazon.com and jfhbooks.com. Again, that is jfhbooks.com. On with the show.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.